This is Dr. Dave dictating consultation on Stanley, S-T-A-N-L-E-Y, Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, last name Wexler, W-E-X-L-E-R, that is W-E-X-L-E-R. Patient seen for Denton State Supported Living Center and for Dr. Suhasini at Lurie, A-T-L-U-R-I. New paragraph, dear Dr. at Lurie, thank you for your referral and continued support. Mr. Wexler is a 69-year-old male who is referred here for evaluation and recommendation for internal jugular vein thrombosis. New paragraph, symptoms, patient does not communicate. Past medical history, patient does have Alzheimer's dementia since last 3-4 years. Patient also has Down's syndrome with moderate intellectual disability. He also has hypothyroidism, and he also has osteoporosis. On a recent evaluation for cellulitis of the face, patient had a CT scan evaluation. It's not clear whether it was cellulitis of the face or, but some face ailment, patient required a CT scan, which did show non-occlusive thrombus in the left internal jugular vein, and that is the reason for the referral. This happened a few months ago. The patient already has been on 81 milligram aspirin for that. New paragraph. Physical examination, he is in wheelchair. He has Down's feature. IGNT unremarkable, lymph node negative in the neck. Chest symmetrical, lungs were clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, pulse unsective, extremities, some muscle wasting. New paragraph. His lab showed a CMP of almost normal. His CBC from 1424 was unremarkable, except slightly elevated RDW of 17. Platelet were clumped, so the count was not available. TSH was high at 6.19. New paragraph, diagnosis 1, history of thrombus discovered incidentally on internal jugular vein, and it is non-occlusive. New paragraph, recommendations, at this point it appears that the thrombus could already have organized, and a baby aspirin would suffice to prevent further propagation. I don't think any further evaluation or treatment is needed at this point. However, if there are any more questions, feel free to give me a call. Thank you. This is a consultation on Stanley Wexler, W-E-X-L-E-R. Copy of this may be sent to Dr. Suhasini at Lurie and Denton State Supported Living Center. Thank you.